Action! Rock 107 WIRX, Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Friday, and it's time for the Jimmy John's Freaky Fest Furry Friend of the Week Pet Adoption Freak. Yeah.
Key.
Go see Jimmy John's in Benton Harbor and St. Joe. Get some sandwiches, and also say, hey, thanks, Jimmy John's.
Some Sammies.
For helping us out here in Southwest Michigan. Get homes for all these awesome pets.
Some delicious Sammies. So, you know, you can go to Jimmy John's the next day and get the, like, yesterday's bread for, like, I don't know, 25 cents or something.
Yeah, everyone knows that, unless you're an idiot.
Wow, relax.
So riled up.
Even the people here are like, geez, dude.
Does he always talk to you that way?
Yes.
I feel like he's being mean to you. With us this morning, we got some awesome people. We got Rebecca and Kat.
Yes.
Kat, who brought the kitty.
No pun intended.
The kitty and Kat. Yeah. Where do you guys work? Who do you work for?
We're with Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan. We're an all-volunteer organization.
Boy, all-volunteer. That's tough because, you know, you're just hoping for the goodness of people's hearts to come out and help out and take care of all these animals. Today you brought in, I'm pretty sure it's a bobcat, but let's just make sure. Tell us about the cat you brought in today.
This is Donnie. Donnie weighs 23.8 pounds.
So I love
the last time we actually hauled him into the vet. I think maybe he's added a few pounds.
I love the big cats. They are my favorite. It's just, he's so majestic, and he's just, what kind of cat is he?
He's just, would be considered an American short hair, but they're referred to as chunk cats. There's a whole internet pages adapted to these. He's just huge. He's a big guy.
And he's not fat. It's not fat.
No, it's all muscle.
It's all muscle. All muscle.
He's bulking up for the winter.
There's a lot to love here.
Hi, Donnie.
Just don't carry him around a lot.
No, good guy to throw out your back.
Well, then you turn white.
Yeah.
Because he is shedding.
So. Yeah, you got half of Donnie on you right there. He's mostly fur.
Yeah.
How old is Donnie?
Donnie is six.
Six, okay.
His owner was living in Motel 6, an elderly lady. And she went to a nursing home, and she left three cats. We work with at-risk cats that are in desperate situations. So Donnie and his two buddies came with us. One has been adopted. One may be a Norwegian forest cat, but he's very shy. So he isn't in... But Donnie is not shy.
No, Donnie's just chilling, man.
Yeah, he's in Paw Mart right now, so if you'd like to visit him, he's at Martin's Paw Mart in St. Joe.
Donnie could take you down, Hunter.
I think he's trying to jump off the table, and she's keeping him on the table because I think if he does jump off, he's going to go right to the bottom floor.
Let's do something. Let's set up a cup of water like they do in Jurassic Park and see if he can make it vibrant.
All right.
He looks like an awesome, chill cat. Now, up to shots? Is he ready to go?
He's neutered. He's up to date on his shots. He's set. Awesome. We actually do have an application on him, but we knew that he would... create a lot of stir here, so we decided to bring him.
I love big cats.
I do too. Like it's, I'm more of a dog person myself. We had farm cats.
Yeah,
he's basically
dog.
He's got to be.
You know,
he reminds me. We had this old cat called Uncle Fluffy on the farm, and the thing was bred for catching pigeons midair. He was huge, just like Donnie was, and he was the greatest cat ever. I think Uncle or Mr. Fluffy all the time. If someone is interested in maybe Donnie or some other pet, how do they get a hold of you guys? Where can they come see you?
We have adoption days. The first, second, and third Saturdays normally, unless we have an event. The first and third Saturday are at Paw Mart from 12 to 2 on Saturdays. The second one is at Family Farm and Home.
Very nice.
12 to 2. Tomorrow we have our annual Mutt March on Lake Bluff Park.
Okay.
It's mostly a dog event, but we will have a tent with some cats. It's going to be chilly, so it's definitely sweater or early coat weather. But it's 1 to 3. It's one of our major fundraisers of the year, so we'd love for people to come out. We're going to have a doggy costume contest.
Oh, fantastic.
A carved pumpkin contest, and we will have a little doggy parade in costume. The parade's at 2:30. The judging's at 2.
And that's right on?
Lake Bluff Park on the north side.
Perfect.
The last day for farmers market, so we're hoping everybody will come down and support our local farmers maybe come down and... We're going to have popcorn and everything. And
then you get to, see these animals firsthand and see why they need to be adopted because they're just awesome. And they're just looking for some love. This is a great place to do it. Well, Donnie is awesome. You guys are awesome for bringing them in.
Thank you
so much. All the work that you do. If anybody missed anything, WIRX.com will have this all podcasted, as well as Facebook. Facebook Live, you can see Donnie. He takes up most of the screen, but he's on there for you. So check him out. And you know what? Get him a home because he is ready to go. Ladies, thank you so much. We appreciate it. This is the Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Furry Friend of the Week Pet Adoption Freak. Yeah, we'll be back. Key!
Oh, that's perfect.